This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this Stockbox interview with Louis Coetzee, the Executive Chairman of Katoro Gold. Hello, Louis. It's good to have you on and chat again.
Good day, Mark. Nice to be talking again.
Now, looking back to yesterday's announcement on your Blyvoor Gold Tailings project, where it was announced that you had agreed with the joint venture partner to extend the target completion date to the end of November. Now, that news was clearly not well received by the market, and investors are perhaps starting to lose faith in the project. How do you feel about this perceived delay, and what would you say to the concerns of investors?
Well, I want to go back to what to the words that you've used in your question just now to answer the question. And I think that's also part of the perception that the target date for completion has been moved forward. Nothing can be removed from the truth, can be further removed from the truth. There's no completion date. Well, it's only the date in terms of when we hope to complete the funding, the final funding solution, the final funding arrangement for the company. Nothing else has been affected. It did not affect the ultimate delivery date, the dates that we've set for the ultimate delivery of this project in terms of getting it into production. That has not changed. There's a whole myriad of work streams that are happening as we speak. All these work streams are continuing. The RNS yesterday actually referred to that we are continuing to make good progress. So the whole project as a whole in its totality is moving forward. We did not announce yesterday that everything has come to a screeching halt. All we said is the target date for when we hope to complete funding or the project funding as such has moved forward. But at the same time, we've also reported how much progress we've made in this regard. And it's really important to understand this point that the funding side of it, the funding solution that we implement to get this project going needs to be very carefully considered. And we are in a very fortunate position that we have various interested parties, that we could work with quite a wide variety of interested parties, narrow that down to a proper strategy, and that we are now in a position where we can utilize more than one funding instrument and put that together in a proper funding solution that suits this particular project and that will behave in the interest of the company and its shareholders. This is not just an event. This is a careful process that we have to go through. So the announcement of yesterday, or be it that we announced that date has moved forward a little bit, is actually a very positive one, where we can show that we're continuing to make progress on securing the funding, that we are continuing to make progress in securing the right and appropriate funding, while at the same time, the project is still advancing at pace.
Okay, so the project program is actually still on schedule, and it's just the one task that has been extended and it doesn't impact the date of proposed operations?
No, not at the moment, not.
Okay.
We have been able, as we've mentioned in yesterday's announcement as well, you know, we have been subjected to all sorts of challenges from COVID-19 in terms of people who fell ill, project teams that cannot function on full capacity, and so forth and so forth. We managed to contain that. I thought that was quite a positive thing in the announcement yesterday, that we've managed to, apart from everything else, also managed to diligently manage the impact of COVID-19 up to now. So everything is on schedule, as we've said. And in fact, in certain areas, we might be even slightly ahead of schedule. Other areas, we're slightly behind schedule because of the various impacts that I've explained just now. But everything is still on course. We're still set on delivering the project in terms of the production date within the broad timelines that we've set out at the start when we first announced this transaction. And bear in mind, we've always said this is one of the best projects that you can put your hands on from a perspective when you are a company like Katoro. We still believe that. This project is still that same project, and it's still advancing along the same development course or the development path that we've set for it when we first announced this transaction.
Okay, good. So that clears that up. And have you developed a preferred funding strategy with different funding providers yet?
Well, that, as we've announced yesterday, we have now developed a preferred funding strategy that we are in the process of implementing or putting together. We obviously have to agree this with the potential funding partners. That's part of what is happening now. And as we've explained in the RNS yesterday, that's part of a process that, in amongst others, involves the completion of the resource update and reserve statement, or an updated resource statement that we're doing at the moment, and a very in-depth due diligence process that our preferred funding partners are going through as well. But in our minds, we have a clear funding strategy. We know exactly what we want to do. We know what our options are and how we want to bring this together. And that's what we're busy doing.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that, Louis. And this is a bit of a first. It's almost like a dream and a worrying time for me at the moment, because it looks like, actually, as you answered that last question, an RNS has just come out from Katoro, titled Hennetti Project Nickel Drill Program. Can you just give a quick overview of that?
Exactly. I mean, that's just more testament to the fact that a lot of things are happening, and a lot of good things are happening in Katoro. As we go forward, we hope that we will just increase the momentum, the announcement that you referred to just now. And it is quite interesting that it worked out this way. That announcement refers to the exploration program that we have announced a bit earlier in terms of our nickel project in Tanzania. And the announcement that went out this afternoon announces that we have now started the mobilization process for that drill program. We're very excited about this. We are very keen to get those drill rigs going on site for the program that we've announced, as I said earlier. And today we were in a position to announce that, together with our joint venture partner, Power Metals, we are now, we've actually started the mobilization process for that drill program. And we hope to be on site to get started in early November. Again, we have to qualify this, you know, it comes along with this. With the COVID-19 caution, we've seen over the past months how this can really stop you from stop you dead in your tracks overnight, so to speak. With as the restrictions change from country to country, and as the virus itself behaves, but at the moment we set on course and looking forward to get those drill rigs started.
Yeah, that's really good. That's funny. That's just come out now. And I do know a little bit about Hennetti, and it's a significant project, isn't it? Was it held for a number of years in Kibo before it moved to Cat?
That's correct. Yes, it was previously belonged to Kibo. We then it then moved over to Katoro, and Katoro is now in the fortunate position that, or in the exciting position where it can get the first drill program going on this project. I believe it holds a lot of potential. It's an 80-kilometer mafic, ultramafic structure on which we've done quite a bit of work, early exploration work already. We've identified a number of very exciting drill targets there, and we're now in a position where we can start the first phase, or the first program in a series of drill drilling campaigns that we are planning for this project. The first one that we're doing now is to delineate these targets even better, and hopefully the results from there will put us in a position where we can take a more serious approach, or a far more aggressive drilling campaign on the back of this.
Is this the first significant drill program the company has undertaken?
You mean from Katoro side?
Yeah, from Katoro side, yes.
Yeah, from Katoro side, this is the first significant one on an APS.
Oh, good. Oh, great. That is good. And it's quite a significant footprint, isn't it? Have you announced in the past that it could be what you call sort of a district-scale discovery?
Oh, yes, it is. It's quite a big area. It's quite a large... as I said just now, the target, the overall target is an 80-kilometer-long mafic, ultramafic structure. And within this, we've identified a couple of very exciting, very prominent drill targets. So that gives you an idea of the scope.
Great. And has there also been some sort of tier one interest in the project? I mean, what is the appetite like for nickel sulfide projects in Africa?
Well, we've seen since the start of this year in particular, we've seen a very keen interest developing in these sort of projects, specifically projects with the potential, or that holds the potential of being a sizable, world-class sort of deposit. And there's significant interest. We've seen significant interest from various parties since the start of this year.
Good. Okay, great. Well, it's nice that came out during mid-interview. And yeah, you're still bullish on the future of the company then, I guess.
Well, definitely are. As I've said just now, there's a lot of really exciting and positive things happening. We are moving mm-hmm. forward. We will always have a situation where deadlines move around. We're not in the mm-hmm. perfect world. And least of all, are we in a perfect world at the moment, given what we have to deal with on a global scale in COVID-19. Mm-hmm. But as long as these deadlines or target dates that are moving around does not have any effect on the merits or the integrity of the project, then certainly those are just operational things that change from day to day as they normally do.
Of course. Well, thank you very much, Louis, for that update. Louis Coetzee, the Executive Chairman of Katoro Gold. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.